You know, Justin Bieber's a big part of that Hillsong church, and they just fired his preacher pal, Carl Lentz. He's in that whole sex scandal, and he was having an affair, and there was people coming forward saying that the way he treated some of the parishioners were terrible. So he's out. That guy's out. But Justin Bieber still goes because he still believes in Hillsong. It means a lot to him. He's brought a lot of his friends there, the Kardashians and the Kendall, the Jenner girls all go, and Demi Lovato and stuff like that. So Justin Bieber, you know, he gets followed by the paparazzi wherever he goes. So he comes out of Hillsong Church. This was before the pandemic. He comes out of Hillsong Church. And he stands there and he lets everyone, he's just take your pictures. Just everyone get your pictures. Okay. You done? You got everything? Good. Let me talk to you guys. And here's what he said to them.
I don't know how many times I got to tell you guys this. It's absolutely ridiculous that you guys are doing this outside of service.
Amen.
Outside of church. Amen. You guys got hearts, right?
Yeah,
you guys got a sword.
The
listen, outfit, listen, yeah. Listen.
I got you.
Listen.
You understand? We understand.
Everywhere else. But this right here, this is something that I can't think, I can't look at God and be like, man, these guys are doing what you want them to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is ridiculous.
Well,
it's absolutely, I just want you guys to know, it's preposterous. It's not cool. It is awful. It is mean. You know what I mean? And I'm sure you're taping it. I'm sure
you. You know, so anyway, so he was telling them that's where he goes for his soul. And he goes to like rest his soul and get some rest. And then he comes out and it's really stressful. Now, here's my question to you, Anthony. Mm-hmm. As Justin Bieber was talking, did you feel the word of God coming through him? Did you feel inspired?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, I guess he has to work on his delivery then, because Justin Bieber right now is studying to become a minister.
No, he is not.
Yep. After they fired Carl Lentz from Hillsong, he's decided that he wants to basically replace him. He's not giving up his music career, but he feels like there's a bigger calling for him out there. He wants to be a full-fledged minister by next year. Because remember, Hillsong is where he credits for saving him from like drugs and his meltdowns and his arrests. And he's become like the church's most high-profile backer. He's a member of the choir, of course, because he's a singer. He is to Hillsong Church what Tom Cruise is to Scientology.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so he wants to get really involved and become a minister. Do you think people will be able to take him seriously?
Maybe. I don't know how you become a minister for that church. I know for Catholics, it's a whole thing. I mean, you have to go for years and years to seminary, and then you have to give up sex, and it's a whole thing. And then there are some religions that you can get certified online. You know, I don't know what it takes. Is it an online course? Do you have to go somewhere? What do you do? I don't know how you become a minister.
Yeah, whatever Hillsong requires, he's doing it right now because he wants to be able to preach to people and get up there and do the full-on preacher thing. But I think he'd be good at it just because if you ever seen him in concert, when he stops to talk to the audience, he's very passionate and he's very like, I think he has it in him. I think he could be a very good preacher. There've been a lot of comics in the past, like famously Sam Kinison and other comics and other people started out as preachers before they went into entertainment.
Well, and you got to stop cursing. I mean, they had to bleep that.
Yes.
So if you're going to be a preacher, you got to stop it with that.
Yeah, he probably can't do any of that kind of stuff while he's up on the stage. So yeah, I mean, that'll be the challenge for him, just like it would be a challenge for you.
Yeah, I mean, I could probably do it easier than he could, because once I get a microphone in front of me, it's hard for me to curse.
Yeah, that's a good point. I wonder, maybe it's the same thing for him. I don't think he curses when he's on tour. I've never heard him.
He just did.
No, he's outside talking to the paparazzi. That's different.
I know, but you're outside, you're in public talking about
public
religion.
Yeah,
talking about religion.
True.
Cursing them out for recording him outside of a church and cursing at the same time. Like, you would never hear a real preacher use a curse word.
Okay, so lesson number one. He's first learning. Lesson number one, Justin Bieber, no cursing. No cursing when you're in public.
Don't drink. Don't do drugs. Don't curse.
He's already sober. That's the whole thing about him. He got sober. Yeah, so that's easy.
And he'll probably bring a lot of people in. that are Justin Bieber fans.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? Like, you don't really care much about religion. You're not that into your church. You don't really go with your parents anymore. Justin Bieber becomes a preacher. Suddenly, you are like, the word of God, I will be there every Sunday.
Getting your kid up for church isn't a pain in the ass anymore.
No.
They jump right out of bed.
They're ready before you. They're sitting in the car. Like, come on. Thank you so long.
And they want to stay later. And they even want to go on Wednesday, because sometimes church is open on Wednesday. They want to go even then. So maybe a Kardashian will show up too. So they really want to go.
Yeah. See, this could be a good thing, bringing kids back to church.